Well, good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
You guys really surprised us last time we were here with an envelope, and inside was a big surprise.
我和我太太非常感恩大家给我们的奉献。
Thank you so much. We're really grateful for the expression of your love to us.
我们非常感恩对于你们的 关怀。
I want to speak to you this afternoon on Is My Worship Real?
今天下午我要跟大家讲的这个正道主题是 我的敬拜真实吗?
Chuck Swindoll, an American renowned pastor and author, tells the story of a typical American family driving home from church one Sunday.
查克这个作家 他曾经被要求说 告诉我们一下一般 美国的家庭 怎么样去敬拜，去教会敬拜，大概是个什么情景？
The dad was fussing because the sermon was too long and sort of boring.
这个书上描述的是 这个爸爸 他非常的在埋怨说这个讲道太长了，并且乏味。
And mom thought that the music was too loud.
妈妈说这音乐太吵了。
And a sister who was a music major in college complained that the choir was off key and off beat.
姐姐呢是这个音乐专业的学生，她说这个诗班走调，节奏也错了。And
grandma said that she couldn't hear very well.
奶奶说她听不清楚。And
as they pulled into the driveway, little Willie, who had been listening to all of this, complained that the man in front of him blocked his vision.
然后这个当爸爸把车开到这个车道的时候，他这个小儿子威利说，我前面有个人挡住我了。And
then he paused and he nudged his dad and he said, "But Dad, you gotta admit it was a pretty good show for a dollar."
然后这个小儿子接着说，但爸爸你不得不承认，花一美元能看到这样的表演已经很值了。Apparently
that's all he put in the offering plate.
所以这个就是他所认为的。
But sad to say, you know, that's the way it is for a lot of people.
所以虽然很悲哀，但是这是很多人怎么看待基督徒主日的敬拜。
Their worship is just a cheap show on Sunday afternoon.
他们总认为这个基督徒的主日敬拜好像就是一场表演，又长又无味。
And then they wonder why their religion is just so lifeless and why they're getting nothing out of it.
所以他们一直很好奇，为什么基督徒的生命这么的没有生命，活不出来。Yet
worship can be exciting.
但其实我们的崇拜其实可以完全很有活力。It
can be refreshing and uplifting.
它可以非常的让人满得力量，重新得力。Now
granted, a lot of that depends on what goes on up here on the platform.
当然了，这个取决于在这个讲台上我讲的怎么样。
But I'm convinced it also depends on what you do down there in your chairs.
当然也决定于你每一个会众，你们在椅子上，你们的心态是什么。
How you come to worship is going to determine how you leave that worship service.
你以什么样的心态来到教会来敬拜，决定你走的时候是一个什么状态。
And so the question is, how can you come to worship so that you leave refreshed?
所以你带怎样的心态来崇拜，才能让你离开的时候被神更新？
How can you approach worship in such a way that you leave uplifted and encouraged?
你怎么敬拜，才能让你离开的时候灵里被提升、被鼓舞？
How can your worship be really real?
如何让你的敬拜变得更加的真实？
Well, I want us to look at Genesis chapter 4 today, where we're going to see two brothers coming to worship.
我们今天要一起来看看创世纪第四章，我们刚刚来读的两个兄弟俩怎么来敬拜上帝。
And one left the worship service blessed, and the other left the worship depressed.
所以这两个兄弟，一个的敬拜是很被神悦纳，另外一个他敬拜完之后，他非常的忧郁。One
left rejoicing.
一个走的时候非常的喜乐满满。And
the other left angry.
另外一个走的时候非常的愤怒。
We're continuing our study in the book of Genesis, and so we'll look at chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the Lord's help, I have produced a man." Later she gave birth to his brother and named him Abel. When they grew up, Abel became a shepherd, while Cain cultivated the ground. And when it was time for the harvest, Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Abel also brought a gift, the best portions of the firstborn lambs from his flocks.
我们今天继续创世纪这个系列讲到，我们今天来看的是创世纪四章一到五节。有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说：“耶和华使我得了一个男子。”又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。
Now the passage goes on to say that the Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. And this made Cain very angry, and he looked depressed.
经文上说，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
Now what made the difference between these two?
所以这兄弟俩他们敬拜的差别在哪里？
Why did God accept one offering and not the other?
为什么耶和华接纳了一个的敬拜，却不是另外一个？
Why did Abel go away blessed and Cain went away depressed?
为什么亚伯离开的时候他是被祝福的，该隐走的时候他是愤怒忧郁的？
Well, for one thing, Abel came to worship humbly.
一方面，亚伯来敬拜的时候是带着一颗谦卑的心。
He came with a lowly spirit and a sense of his own sin.
他带着一个谦卑的灵和对自己的罪敏感之心来到神的面前。
And we see that in the type of offering that he brought.
我们可以从他献上什么可以看出。
It was a blood sacrifice.
这是一个血的祭物。
Abel was seeking forgiveness for his sin.
亚伯在寻求的是一个罪得赦免。
He brought a lamb from his flock.
他从他的羊群当中献上了一只羊。
That innocent lamb died in his place.
一个无瑕无疵的羊在他的位置，一个祭物来献上，为自己的罪献上赎罪。
Now when Abel's parents, Adam and Eve, sinned, God slew an innocent animal and shed its blood to cover their shame.
当他亚伯的父母夏当跟亚娃犯罪之后，耶和华神杀了一只动物，用动物的皮来遮盖他们。
And so Abel, knowing that he was a sinner, shed the blood of an innocent animal to cover his sin.
亚伯知道他自己是一个罪人，所以他杀了一只羊，用羊的血来献上赎罪祭。
That's what God had taught his parents to do.
这是耶和华神告诉亚当夏娃该怎么做的。
And that's what his parents had taught him and Cain to do.
亚当和夏娃必定也教了亚伯和该隐这么做。
And so Abel, in obedience to God, came to worship God humbly.
所以亚伯带着一颗顺服的心，带着一颗谦卑的心来到神的面前敬拜。
Now Cain, on the other hand, came proudly.
那另一方面，该隐呢？该隐带着骄傲的心来敬拜。
He came with a high and mighty spirit, without any sense of sin before God.
他带着高傲的、自我感觉蛮有能力的灵，对自己的罪没有感觉的姿态来到神的面前。
He brought no blood sacrifice.
他没有带流血的祭物。
He simply brought some of his crops. He was a farmer. Things that he was proud of.
他是农夫，他只是带来了他的这个出产当中、收获当中的一部分农作物来到神的面前。
Apparently, he thought he was okay with God and that he was not in any need of forgiveness.
很显然的，他觉得他跟神之间的关系还是 OK 的，所以他觉得他不需要神。
And so Cain came to worship God with a high and mighty spirit, but he left low and depressed.
所以该隐来的时候非常的骄傲觉得没有必要，没有对神的需要，所以他走的时候他也非常的愤怒和忧郁。
Abel, on the other hand, came to worship God with a low and humble spirit, but he left high, having been encouraged.
所以亚伯来到神面前的时候是带着一颗谦卑敬畏的心，所以他走的时候满被喜乐充满。
Now how about you?
所以你怎么样呢？
How did you come to worship this afternoon?
你下午来教会的时候你是以什么样姿态来的呢？
If you want to leave worship today uplifted and blessed like Abel, then like Abel, you must come low.
所以如果今天你想走出教会大门的时候，你也是被圣灵充满，被更新，那你也应该学习亚伯，带着谦卑的心，来到神的面前。
That is, you must come humbly before your God.
你必须谦卑地来到你的神面前。
You must come with a sense of your own sinfulness and unworthiness before a holy God.
你必须警醒承认你自己是一个罪人，你需要无比的需要神，这样的姿态心态来到神的面前。
When President Theodore Roosevelt entertained diplomat guests at the White House, he often took them out back to the back lawn at the end of the day.
当罗斯福请一些客人去白宫的时候，一般一天结束的时候，他总是请这些客人到后院。
And there the president stood gazing up at the night sky until everyone else cast their eyes heavenward as his were.
所以罗斯福总统总是他就是静静地盯着天空，满天繁星的天空，直到他的周围的客人也好，旁边的人也好，也跟他一样，望向天空。
They saw a magnificent display of God's brilliant creation, so much so that they just gazed at it in awe.
当每个人都盯着这满天繁星的时候，看着神这无比的创造的时候，每个人心中都满了敬畏。
And after a long moment, Mr. Roosevelt would say, "Gentlemen, I believe we are small enough now. Let's go to bed."
所以当一会儿之后，罗斯福总统对每位说，先生们，我相信我们现在每一个都意识到我们自己何等渺小，让我们去休息睡觉吧。
And when you recognize how small you are before an awesome, holy God, only then are you truly ready to worship Him.
所以当我们每一个，当你能够意识到你在这大而可畏的神面前何等渺小，我们才预备好了要来敬拜神。
J.C. Riley, a famous pastor and author, put it this way.
莱尔牧师曾经说道
，He said, "Forgiven souls are humble."
被赦免的灵魂是谦卑的。
They cannot forget that they owe all that they have and hope for to free grace, and this keeps them lowly.
他们无法忘记他们的所有和盼望都是因着那白白的恩典，这样的警醒让他们能够保持谦卑。
They see themselves as debtors who could not pay for themselves.
他们看待自己好像一个欠债的一个欠债人。
They see themselves as captives who must remain in prison forever, but for undeserved mercy.
他们看自己好像一个被囚的奴隶完全不配有任何的恩典。
They see themselves as wandering sheep who were ready to perish when the shepherd found them.
他们看自己每一个都好像是流失的走迷的羊快要走向悬崖但是有一个牧者能够找到他们。
Therefore, he said, they give up their right to be proud, unlike proud people, who are the most likely to stumble and pierce themselves through with many sorrows.
因此他们放下骄傲的权利不像那些骄傲的人骄傲的人往往最有可能被许多的哀愁绊倒和刺伤。
And so how do you see yourself?
所以你自己怎么看待你自己的呢?
As a proud person?
你是一个高傲的人?
Or as a forgiven one?
还是一个你是一个被赦免的人?
Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins.
耶稣死在十字架上为要救赎我们每一个。
And then he rose again as victor over sin and death.
然后他死而复活,战胜了死亡的权势。
And all we have to do is acknowledge our sin before Him.
所以你需要做的事就是在神面前承认你的罪。
Asking Him to be merciful to us as sinners.
求神怜悯你，怜悯我这样一个罪人。
And depend on Him for a new and eternal life.
依靠他赐你一个新的永恒的生命。
Now, if you come to worship in that humbly, dependent on God for forgiveness and mercy, He will change you from the inside out.
如果你能谦卑地来到神的面前认你的罪求怜悯他必赐你一个新的生命。
In other words, if you come to worship low and humbly, you're going to leave high, spiritually high, blessed and encouraged.
你若存谦卑的心来敬拜你将灵里高昂地离开满被祝福被激励。
But if you come to worship high and mighty, and no need, feeling no need of forgiveness or anything else, you're going to leave low and probably depressed.
如果你带着高傲的自我感觉蛮有能力的灵，对神毫无需要，不觉得需要被赦免或者其他，你将低沉的甚至忧郁的离开。
Denzel Washington is an actor.
丹泽尔·华盛顿是一个有名的演员。
And one time in a message to college graduates, he talked about a time when he was young and started really making it as an actor.
当他在一场对学生演讲的过程当中，他回忆到。
He came home one day and he talked to his mother.
他回忆到有一天他回到家对他妈妈说。
Mom, he said, did you ever think that this was going to happen?
他问他妈妈，妈妈，你曾经想象过我这些会发生吗？
That I'd be so big,
我会成为这么样一个大人物，蛮有影响力。
That I'd be able to take care of everybody,
我可以照顾每一个人。
And that I'd be able to do whatever I wanted to do,
我可以想做什么就做什么。
Mama Washington reprimanded her son.
然后华盛顿的妈妈说道
"Oh, you did it all by yourself, did you?" She said. "Well, I'll tell you what you can do by yourself."
哦，你全靠自己做到的吗？真是这样吗？
You can get a mop and a bucket and clean these floors. That's what you can do by yourself, superstar.
大明星，你大概能做的就是拿一个桶来清扫这里。
And then she said, "Boy, don't you know how many people have been praying for you?"
妈妈说道，儿子啊，你难道不知道有多少人一直在为你祷告吗？
You know, it's only by God's grace that any of us accomplish anything.
因着神的恩典，我们每一个人才有今天有所成就。
So when you come to worship, come humbly with a spirit of need and thanksgiving for undeserved blessings upon your life.
所以当你来到神面前敬拜的时候，怀着一颗谦卑的心、感恩的心，满满需要神同在的心。
And then come sincerely.
然后真诚的前来。
Come wholeheartedly.
全心全意地来到神的面前。
Come enthusiastically.
满有热情地来到神的面前。
Come genuinely honoring God from your heart.
真诚以心灵诚实尽心尽意来到神的面前。
That's the way Abel worshiped God.
这就是亚伯怎么来敬拜神的。
In his worship, Abel gave God his very best.
亚伯在敬拜当中给了神最好的部分，投身的。
Here's what verse 4 says. Abel brought the best portions of the firstborn lambs from his flocks.
经文当中说到，亚伯将他羊群中头生的最好的羊的脂油献上。
He came to worship God by giving him the very best.
他给神最好的。
Now Cain, on the other hand, was content merely to discharge a duty.
所以亚伯该隐呢该隐来到神面前的时候自我感觉良好觉得就是例行公事。
Verse 3 says that Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord.
第三节说到该隐拿地里的一些出产作为供物献给耶和华。
There's no mention that he brought the best.
经文当中没有提到该隐是拿说最好的。
There's no indication that he really cared.
而且也没有提到该隐是不是真的关心。
He just was going through the motions of worship.
他只是好像就是做这个动作，做献祭的这个动作而已。
He presented some of his crops.
他只是拿出地里的一部分出产给耶和华。
Now the book of Jude speaks of people like this.
犹大书十一节十二节这样说道。
Here's what it says in verse 11 and 12. What sorrow awaits them?For they follow in the footsteps of Cain, who killed his brother. Like Balaam, they deceive people for money. And like Korah, they perish in their rebellion. When these people eat with you in your fellowship meals, commemorating the Lord's love, in other words, at communion, they are like dangerous reefs that can shipwreck you.They are like shameless shepherds who care only for themselves. They are like clouds blowing over the land without giving any rain. They are like trees in autumn that are doubly dead, for they bear no fruit and have been pulled up by the roots.
犹大书十一节十二节这样说道： 他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的错误谬里直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。这样的人在你们的爱席上与你们同吃的时候，正是危险的人让你们沉沦的礁石。他们做牧人，只知喂养自己，无所惧怕，是没有雨的云彩，被风飘荡，是秋天没有果子的树，死而又死，连根被拔出来。
Such people go through the motions of religion and worship, but it really has no meaning to them.
当人们只是在做这个敬拜的这个动作的时候，好像对他们没有任何的意义。
It's not real.
那这样的敬拜根本就没有意义，不真实。
They bring their bodies to worship, but not their souls.
他们只是把他们的身体来到神的面前。
Their mind and emotions and will are somewhere else.
但他们的心灵根本没有来到神的面前。
Many years ago, a devoted Christian man spent several minutes every morning in his bedroom praying and reading the Bible.
很多年前，一个敬虔的基督徒每天花很长的时间在神面前读他的话语祷告。
And as he grew older, his prayers became longer and more intense.
当他认识主越来越多的时候，他的祷告时间越来越长。
And he cherished that quiet time in his bedroom.
他在他的卧室里非常珍惜那样安静的时候。
His cat liked it too.
然后他的这个猫也很喜欢这样安静的时候。
She would cozy up to him and purr loudly and rub her furry body against his.
所以这个猫就会到处的蹭蹭他，蹭蹭这里，蹭蹭那里。
Now this interrupted his prayer time.
所以这个就非常搅扰他的这个祷告的时间。
So he put a collar around the cat's neck and tied it to the bed.
所以然后他在他这个猫的颈项上拿了一个圈镶住它。
It didn't upset the cat.
但是这个好像并没有让这个猫很抑郁。
And it meant that the man could pray without interruption.
这样他将他把猫这样系在床边的时候，他可以不受打扰的祷告。
Well, over the years, his daughter.Was impressed by her father's devotion.
So, 很多年来，她的女儿看见她的父亲如此印象深刻。
So, when she started her family, she decided to do what her father had done every morning.
所以，当她结婚，她有自己的家庭的时候，她也每天早上像她的父亲一样，如法炮制，也来读圣经。
Dutifully, she tied the cat to the bed, and then she proceeded with her own devotions, reading the Bible and praying.
所以他也例行公事将他的猫系在床边，他也来有灵修祷告的时间。
Now she didn't spend as much time in prayer as her father, but she found the practice meaningful.
但是他没有像他的父亲那样花很多的时间来祷告，但是他仍然觉得读经的时间仍然有一些意义。
Well, in time, when her son grew up, he wanted to preserve the family tradition which had meant so much to his mother as well as to his grandfather.
所以当第三代这个妈妈的这个女儿的儿子渐渐长大的时候，他觉得这是他们家族的一个传统。
However, he didn't have time to pray and read the Bible, but every morning while he was dressing, he tied the family cat to the bed.
所以每天早上呢，但是他根本没有时间读经祷告，但是他有一个样他在遵守，就是把他们家族的猫系在床边。
Now for many people,Going to worship is like tying the family cat to the bed.
所以很多人来教会，星期天来教会敬拜，就好像这个人一样，就是在例行公事，好像把猫系在床边。
It's merely a tradition.
这是这个家族的传统。
And such people, they go through the motions of worship, but it has no meaning to them.
所以他们仅仅是有这个去敬拜、去教会的这样一个行动而已。
They're simply performing an act.
所以他们只是好像做给人看一样。
So how about you? How did you come to worship today?
所以今天在座的每一位，你怎么样呢？你星期天来教会是什么样的心态，什么样的心情呢？
Are you just going through the motions?
你是不是就是做这样的动作而已？
Or did you come with your whole heart?
还是你全心全意的来到教会来敬拜神？
Like Cain, are you just giving God a little tip of your time?
是不是像该隐一样，你只是将你的时间拨出那一点点给神
？Or like Abel, are you determined to give God your best?
还是你像亚伯一样，你将你最好的都给神
If you want to leave this place of worship uplifted and blessed every Sunday, then you need to come humbly and you need to come sincerely.
所以如果你想像亚伯一样在敬拜结束之后每个主日结束回家的时候你被提升灵里被充满满有喜乐你必须谦卑地来到你的神面前真诚地前来。
And then thirdly, you need to come believing in God.
第三点你要带着对神的信心前来。
You need to come with faith.
你必须对神有信心。
You need to come with an expectation that God is going to meet you here.
你必须对神有期待。
And that he's going to speak to you.
你期待神今天来对你说话。
And that he's going to meet your needs.
神今天要对你来满足你的需要。
Now Hebrews 11:4 in the New Testament is a commentary on this passage of scripture in Genesis chapter 4.
希伯来书十一章四节这里是对我们刚刚读的创世纪的一个注解。
And it says this, it was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did.Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man. And God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith.
希伯来书十一章四节说到，亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证。就是神指他礼物做的见证他虽然死了却因这信仍旧说话
Abel still speaks to us
亚伯今天还在说话
And how does he speak to us? By his example of faith
他今天怎么说话呢因为他将献祭的见证
Abel came to worship by faith
亚伯因着信献祭与神
In other words, Abel believed God.
换句话说，亚伯相信神。
And that's what pleased God.
所以这个信就让神喜悦。
Now, two verses later, in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, it says this. It is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him.
两节之后，希伯来书十一章六节说到：“人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。”
Now that's what Abel did.
那就是亚伯怎么做的。
And that's what you must do if you want to please God with your worship.
所以这也是应该你如法炮制的啊！如果你想得神
，You must believe that God exists.
如果你想得神的喜悦，你必须相信有神。
And you must believe that God wants to reward you.
你必须相信神会赏赐你。
One Christmas Eve, the telephone rang in the pastor's office at the church that Franklin D. Roosevelt, President of the United States, attended in Washington, D.C.
一个平安夜，教会一个电话响了，因为那个总统，罗斯福总统在这家教会聚会。
And the voice asked, "Are you holding a Christmas Eve service tonight?"
电话那头问到说你们今天有平安夜的崇拜吗
？And the pastor answered, "Yes, we are."
牧师说道是的，我们今天有。
And the caller asked, "Well, do you expect President Roosevelt to attend your church tonight?"
所以电话那头问到今天罗斯福总统会到场吗
？And the pastor explained, "Well, I can't promise that."
然后牧师说道我没办法去保证那一点。
I'm not sure what his plans are for the evening, he said.
我不知道总统平安夜今晚的活动安排是什么。
But he said, I can say that we fully expect God to be in our church tonight.
但是我能保证的是，我们满满的期待今晚神会来到我们教会。
And we feel that his attendance will attract a large congregation.
我相信神的临在会吸引很多人。
Now, we would be thrilled if a world-famous celebrity came to visit our church one Sunday.
我们一定非常的高兴，如果一个名人来到我们教会。
But somebody greater than anyone with worldwide fame is here today.
但是神比任何世界著名的人更加的有权能有荣耀。
And he is the Lord of glory, God himself.
神他自己是蛮有荣耀的神。
And so did you come expecting God today?
所以当你来的时候，你今天期待遇见神了吗？
If you did, you won't leave disappointed.
如果你今天有这样的期待，你走的时候不会失望。
If you want to get something out of the worship service, then you must come believing that God is, that He's right here.
如果你每一周来敬拜的时候，你满满的有期待，你相信神就在这里。
Furthermore, if you want to get something out of the worship service, you must come believing that God rewards those who seek Him.
如果你每次来教会的时候，你都相信神会赏赐那些真正寻求他的人，那你必定有所收获。
That is, you must come with some kind of expectation because you're going to get what you expect.
所以你必须要有期待，如果你没有期待，你也不在乎有没有什么东西得到。
Lenore Burkhart, a Christian author of novels, writes that her pastor's sermons just amaze her.
一个小说的作家利洛伯卡德曾经提到他的牧师曾经做过一些事。
Each week, she said, he just preaches with such fervor and faith.
他说他的牧师每一次都非常的蛮有保有热情的来传讲神的话。
He never doubts that God is ready to open a heart or to change a life.
牧师从不怀疑神在那里要打开一个人的心。
And she said, one Sunday I caught a glimpse of what it is that inspires him so much.
然后所以他想有一个周日他想去一探究竟。
A plaque was fastened to the side of the pulpit which read, expect a miracle.
当他来到教会的时候，他发现讲台这个木板它侧面有一个镶了一个金板。
And so what did you expect as you came to worship today?
那个牌匾上写的是期盼一个神迹。那今天你来到教会的时候，你有什么期盼吗？
Did you come expecting to be bored?
你今天是来期盼是说被乏味充满吗？
Or did you come expecting God to speak to you and to bless you?
还是你今天期待神来对你说话，来对你来喂养你？
You see, if you came expecting to be bored, you need to change that expectation.
如果你来的时候就觉得肯定很乏味，那你需要改变你的态度。
In other words, to use a biblical term, you need to repent.
所以用这个术语来说，你需要悔改。
When Jesus began his public ministry, he urged.Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
当耶稣开始传道的时候，马太福音四章十七节这里说到，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Longtime missionary to India, Leslie Newbegin, illustrates the meaning of repentance in his book Missions in Christ's Way.
当这个宣教士长久待在印度做宣教士的莱斯利纽比金讲到什么叫悔改的时候，他写道。
He was visiting a village with no road into the village.
当他要去拜访一个村庄的时候，这个村庄没有路可以进去。
One reached the village either by crossing the river on the south side or by crossing the river on the north side.
要么去渡过一个南边的河，要么就渡过一个从北面进去的河，才能到达这个村庄。
So on this occasion, the people expected that the missionary would come by the southern route.
所以村民们都觉得这个宣教士可能应该是从南边这个河渡过来。
And they prepared a big welcome such as only an Indian village could prepare.
所以他们准备了一个非常大的欢迎的仪式，是整个印度人可能前所未有的这样的一个热情的欢迎仪式。
Well, unfortunately, Leslie entered the village at the north end.
但是意想不到的是，莱斯利他从北边的河进入这个村庄。
And he found only a few goats and some chickens.
所以他只看见了一些羊和鸡而已。
Well, when the villagers discovered this, they did a U-turn.
所以当这些村民的时候发现这一点的时候，他们赶紧掉头去欢迎莱斯利。
They faced the other way.
然后他们就掉头转了一个方向。
And they gave the missionary the welcome that they had prepared.
所以他们给了这个莱斯利这个宣教士一个非常大的欢迎，按照他们所预备的。
And that's what repentance means.
这就是悔改的意思。
It's a call to look in a different direction.
这是一个呼喊往一个不同的方向看去，回转。
To turn around.
回转。
That's what Jesus meant when he said, "Repent, turn around, for the kingdom of God is here."
这就是耶稣说的，你们应当悔改，悔改就是回转，因为天国近了。
In other words, the reign of God has come.
因为神坐宝座的神来了。
But you can't see it because you're looking the wrong way.
为什么你看不到神在掌权呢？因为你看错了方向。
You need to turn around and look the right way.
你需要回转，你需要从一个不同的方向，正确的方向看去。
Change your perspective.
改变你看事情的角度。
See God's reign in your life.
看见神在你生命当中的掌权。
He's in control. He's in charge.
他在掌权你生命当中的每一点每一滴。
And so if you want to see God at work in your life, you need to make a U-turn and face the other way in your mind.
所以想看到神在你生命当中的作为，你需要掉头回转。
To put it simply, you need to come to God in faith.
所以单单的带着信来到神的面前。
You need to come believing that God is and that he rewards those who seek him.
你要带着这样的信心，信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人的信心，来到神的面前。
In his book, Powerful Prayers, Larry King, the late talk show host.
这个拉里金，他是一个脱口秀的一个非常有名的主持人，在他的书《蛮有能力的祷告》当中。
Describes three farmers who had gathered daily in a field during a terrible drought.
所以他曾经描述了一个故事，故事里这个事件是有三个这个农作物的农场主，他们在一场非常干旱、长久的干旱当中，他们跪下来祷告。
The men were down on their knees praying the skies would open and pour forth that much needed rain.
他们甚至跪下来祷告，求神来打开天，来降下雨。
Unfortunately, the heavens were silent.
但是天好像静默。
And the farmers became discouraged.
然后这三个这个农场主非常的失望。
But they continued to meet every morning to lift up their request to God.
但是他们虽然失望，他每天早上还是聚集，还是来跪下祷告。
And one morning, a stranger approached them and asked the men what they were doing.
然后有一天早上，一个陌生人看到他们这么做，问他们你们在做什么。
And they said, "Well, we're praying for rain."
他说我们在求雨。
The man looked at each of them and shook his head. He said, "No, I don't think so."
然后他们这个陌生人就摇摇头说，我不认为你们在求雨。
And the first farmer said, "Well, of course we're praying. We're down here on our knees pleading for rain."
他第一个跪下的人说，我们当然是在求雨。看，我们都跪下来了，我们在求神来降雨。
The man told them, "Your efforts, they're never going to work."
然后这个陌生人回答说，你们的努力徒劳。
The second farmer spoke up and he said, "Well, we need the rain. We're not asking for ourselves. We're asking for our families and for our livestock."
第二个农场主说，我们在求雨，我们不是为了自己的益处，我们是为了整个村庄，为了我们的家人。
The man listened and he said, "You're wasting your time."
然后这个陌生人说道，你们在浪费时间。
Well, the third farmer couldn't take any more. He says, "Okay, what would you do if you were in our shoes?"
然后第三个农场主说，他已经忍受不了了，说，如果你在我们的处境，你会怎么做？
And the man said, "Well, do you really want to know?"
陌生人问道，你们真的想知道吗？
And the three answered, "Yes, we really want to know."
三个农场主异口同声说，当然，当然，我们想知道。
Well, the man announced, "I would have brought an umbrella."
然后陌生人说，我会带一把伞来。
You see, that's praying, believing.
所以这就是蛮有信心，带着信心的祷告。
I wonder, did any of you come with your umbrella this afternoon?
所以你们当中有没有人带伞来敬拜今天下午？
In other words, did you come seeking God and believe that God was going to meet you and supply your need?
换句话说，你今天来的时候，你有没有带着这样的期待，神会对你说话，神会来满足你？
You see, if you want God to lift you up in worship, then you need to come humbly.
所以看见如果你想走的时候，满满被圣灵充满，你需要谦卑的来到你的神的面前。
And you need to come sincerely.
你需要真诚的前来。
And you need to come believing God.
你需要带着对神的信心，带着对他的期望而前来。
In his book Letters to My Children, Daniel Taylor, a university professor and author, responded to a series of questions from his young children.
丹尼尔·泰勒他是一个大学的教授，也是一个作家，在他的书《给我孩子们的信》当中，他回答了很多孩子们问他的问题。
And one of the questions came from his son Matthew, who asked, "Church is boring. Why do we have to go to church?"
其中有个问题是来自他的儿子马太，他说，问到他爸爸说，教会很无聊，我们为什么不得不去教会？
Well, here's part of Taylor's reply.
然后这个泰勒回答道，
He said, "Think about it."
他说，想一想。
If a friend of yours called and said that a famous athlete or singer was going to be at his house, and he asked you if you wanted to come over, wouldn't you go?
他说想一想，如果你的一个朋友告诉你有一个非常有名的这个运动员或者是歌星要去他们家，问你要不要去，你会怎么回答？
And wouldn't you be all excited about going?
你会不会特别兴奋？
Of course you would, he said.
然后他儿子说当然了。
Well, church is a place where God is going to be there every time you go.
那教会是每一次你去的时候，神都会在那里。
Now, of course, he said, God is with you whether you're in church or not.
当然了，神不仅仅只在教会，神随时随地都和你在一起。
But he's in church in a special way when believers gather to celebrate him there.
但是神会以一种特殊的方式，更加满满的同在，当基督徒们、肢体们在一起同来敬拜的时候。
Mr. Taylor continued, he says, sounds great, I hear you say. Then how come I fall asleep so much?
然后他儿子说，听起来不错，但为什么每次我去教会都睡着了呢？
If God is really there, I mean really there, then why aren't we more excited and alert?
然后他说，如果神真的在那里，彰显在那里，为什么我们没有那么兴奋，没有被充满的感觉呢？
He answered, part of it,is that God knows we can't take very much of him.
泰勒回答到说道，神知道我们不能接受太多的他。
He says it's like when you hold Fluffs, your hamster.
他好像说，就好像你抓住这个 hamster, 这个仓鼠。
If you squeezed very hard, Fluffs would be on his way to hamster heaven.
如果你抓得太紧的话，这个仓鼠就会逃走了。
He says you have to hold him gently and you have to talk to him quietly.
你需要来非常温柔的，非常对他悄悄的说话。
And he said God has to be sort of like that with us.
所以神跟我们的关系也是这样子。
Gentle and to talk to us quietly.
温柔轻微的对我们说话。
Truthfully, though, the biggest reason what might be is that we don't really want that much of God.
事实上，真相是我们其实并不想要神太多的在我们里面。
We want God to stay in his cage like Fluff the hamster does.
我们希望神就乖乖地待在他的那个笼子里。
We're afraid of losing control of our life.
我们很害怕我们对我们的生活，对我们的生命失去控制。
We just want God to help us a little bit here and forgive us a little bit there and let us handle the rest.
我们只希望神我们需要的时候这里帮我们一点，那里帮我们一点，其他的我们自己来控制，来掌权。
And so he said we try to make church a place where we just get a little bit of God, but not too much.
所以教会好像就是我们需要去的地方，是在那里我们需要一点点神，不需要太多。
So how much of God do you really want?
所以你到底对神有多少的渴求？
Just enough to be comfortable?
只需要那一点点让你自我感觉良好吗？
Or do you want God to change your life?
还是你需要神在你里面充满，以至于能改变你的生命？
You see, your experience in worship is all about your attitude.
所以你在敬拜当中有怎么样的经历，完全取决于你的态度。
And if you come to worship humbly,
如果你谦卑地来到神的面前，
and if you come to worship sincerely,
如果你真诚地前来，
and if you come to worship believing God to change you,
如果你带着对神满满的期待，满满的期望，他要来改变你，
your experience is going to be anything but boring.
那你每次来教会 你肯定不会感到无聊。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us this morning how to worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天下午你来教我们如何敬拜尊崇你。
We have examples of somebody who did it right as well as someone who did it wrong.
我们有这样的例子啊，做的对的，做的错的例子。
Lord, I pray that when we come to church, we will come humbly.
主啊，我们祷告，求你帮助我们每一次来到教会，来到你面前的时候，我们是带着谦卑的心。
That we will acknowledge our sin.
我们来你面前承认我们的罪。
And that we would come sincerely.
我们满怀心灵和诚实来到你的面前。
Expecting to meet with God.
我们期待来与你相遇。
And that we would come believing that God is and that He rewards those who seek Him.
我们信有神，且相信你会赏赐那些寻求你的人。
That God can really bring about a change in our life.
神真的会带下在我们生命当中的改变。
And if that way, worship will be exciting.
就是这样子，我们的敬拜才能满有热情。
Thank you, Lord, that we can worship you.
主啊，感谢你，我们没法敬拜。
And it's in Jesus' name I pray, Amen.
我们能够敬拜，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。